Matt Lehner is a mechanic and small-scale farmer. He lives on the family homestead built by his great-great-grandfather in the late 1800s. These days, the only animals on the farm are a few chickens and geese that Matt raises as a hobby.
Well, I've got barred rocks, I've got Rhode Island Red, I've got mini chickens, they're called Bannies. Some new ones I just got in the other day.
In a strange twist of fate, Matt's rooster has become a local icon of sorts by simply doing what roosters do best. Located on the northern shore of Lake Michigan, near the village of Sutton's Bay, Matt's farm sits smack between two big condominium developments, including a brand new project called Bayview. Developers have tried to buy the farm for years, but the family is not selling. Some residents of the condos didn't appreciate the early morning crowing of Matt's rooster, or the mid-morning crowing, or the evening crowing for that matter. Rather than an audible reminder of the rural character of the area, the roosters were perceived as a problem by the management of Bayview. So they tried to get a no-farm animal ordinance passed by the village council.
They tried to go to the village meeting and get a ordinance against chickens without even notifying me that they were doing this. And the village meeting told them that, this farm's 150 years old and it precedes their jurisdiction by at least 50 years.
In other words, Matt's farm was not only there before the condos, it was there before the village. And that wasn't the end of the story. When a small article about the dispute was published in the local newspaper, the Leelanau Enterprise, locals rallied around the roosters with surprising tenacity. Letters poured into the Enterprise, most of which were critical of the condominium's attempt to get a crowing ban. It was almost like the chickens scratched the surface of a tension that had been simmering for years. Some residents of the county have the feeling that their home is gradually becoming swallowed up by developers with no connection to the land or its communities. Ashley Walter is a business owner from the nearby town of Empire. She says that the rooster issue represents a kind of irony that she sees happening every day.
Yeah, I think the sentiment is that there is a lot of development all over the county that we see. And I'm not anti-development at all, but what I'm seeing is the irony of the development. The great thing about this area is its agricultural history and its picturesque towns and its natural beauty. But then what is so wonderful about the area is at the same time what the developers want to get rid of.
Todd DeMock is the construction superintendent for the Bayview development. He says, as far as the chickens are concerned, he never thought it would go this far.
Apparently there was the roosters that was next door making noise. It didn't really bother me. I didn't pay much attention to it. One day I came in, seen an officer here, and Karen told me that she had to file a complaint against it. So we kind of laughed it off, didn't think it was going to become a big deal.
But it did become a big deal. As word traveled around the county, the Sutton's Bay rooster has become the hot topic at every morning coffee hour, beauty salon, and town meeting. Most people just shake their head and laugh. Others are more animated. As far as the dust-up between the Lehner farm and the condo development, the two parties have smoothed things over a bit. Matt will keep his chickens, but has agreed to slaughter some of the noisiest roosters. And the developers, they've offered to build his birds a custom-built chicken condo. But the roosters won't be forgotten. They've become a symbol of what some people see as a threat to their way of life. And a bumper sticker battle cry for keeping the developers' influence on the community cooped up. For the GLRC, I'm Adam Allington.